Okay, guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Start of another week. We're now officially into fall, although the weather is pretty summer-like. It's pretty nice. It's about 75. It's supposed to be up into the 90s by Wednesday. Unbelievable. Not complaining. It's pretty cool. I don't like it when it gets too hot, but at least still getting some decent weather, nice and sunny. Got a great guest lined up today, guys. We've got Mr. David Livingston. He's a New World Order expert, expert on Zionism, expert on the bloodlines, you know, how the elites that have been running this country and countries all across Europe nonstop since the Dark Ages have been passing on the torch from father to son, generation after generation. Nothing has changed. That's still the case, guys. All of our political rulers, the masters, are all interrelated. It's one big, happy, incestuous family. It hasn't changed. So, you know, we'll be talking about that and a whole lot of other interesting little doodads coming up after the break. Before then, though, a couple quick announcements. You know, at some point, sooner or later, I'm going to do a show, probably several shows, exposing the fraudulent nature of organized religion. And, you know, any listeners out there that has, you know, if you actually unfortunately do belong to one of those steepled corporations and you don't agree with me on this, tell your pastor to call in that day. Or you call in yourself, but I prefer to have your pastor. I like to talk with people that actually work in the system. But I could guarantee you they wouldn't do it. They will never come on and try to debate someone who knows how their false religion operates. And I say all of them, not just a few here and there. They're all corrupt, guys. There's no such thing as organized religion that isn't corrupt. But I'd love to have one of them call in, or even higher than that, you know, some high-ranking church official. Call in and try to prove me wrong. Prove that your institution, your steepled, tax-exempt corporation has legitimacy to it, that it's actually a church. It's not. It's a religious corporation by definition, by legal definition. But, you know, I'm going to go into that in detail someday because, like everything else, guys, this has a lot of people deceived. One of the main reasons why this corrupt, fascist, rights-trampling, constitution-smashing, fraudulent, unelected administration has fooled so many people has been because of organized religion. Bush has claimed to be this this Christian, and because of that, a lot of people have rallied behind him. So, you know, organized religion is a major deceptive factor in modern society. So it's something that, you know, from time to time I'm going to be returning to, you know, just to rip the lid off it. I had the pleasure this week of meeting with a phony pastor from a phony mainline Protestant church. And I'll tell you guys, you should have heard it. It was unbelievable. Just like when you talk with 9/11 official story defenders. You know, they'll either dodge your questions or they'll point fingers at you, usually both, point fingers at you and call you names, you know, just to try to demean you, to avoid having to answer your questions. This guy was doing the same thing. It was so disgusting. He's sitting here talking about truth, and yet he would not answer simple, direct questions that I would pose to him. And I told him right out. I said, you know what? You're a fraud. I was willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. But now that I can see that you're deliberately avoiding and dodging my questions, you're a fraud, buddy, and you know it. You know that you've got to defend your beloved cult or you'll be in the unemployment line tomorrow. The very fact that you're avoiding my questions is proof that you don't have answers. You know that, well, you're not in ignorance. You know what you're defending is a scam. Oh, it was great. I live for that stuff. Fraud artists. All right, guys, stick with us. Be right back with David Livingstone.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I forgot to mention before the break, got off on that tangent there about organized religion. One of my favorite topics. Ooh, do I love exposing the fraudulence of organized religion with the hopes of setting people free from its deadly little clutches. Unfortunately, though, most of the time, you deal with these people, you try to wake them up to the reality that they're being exploited and taken advantage of and suckered. They get mad at you. There's no waking them up. Short of a lobotomy, there's no waking them up. But nevertheless, I really love to strip the facade away. And at least if they don't accept what you're saying, they can't walk away feeling quite so comfortable anymore, because now they know down inside that something's wrong. And for them to continue to defend the cult, they're doing so lying, knowingly defending this fraudulent system. So, you know, I live for it, guys, especially having been victimized by it and seeing so many other people victimized by it. I'm telling you, I can't say enough evil about it, because it is evil, the whole thing. Anyone thinks that their church is an exception to that rule, please do call in. 800-313-9443. You know what? Maybe I'll go off on a tangent on that today. How's about that? Yeah, why the heck not? Since I brought the subject up and since since my guest isn't showing up again, I don't know what's up with this, guys. I really don't. I must hold the record. Of all talk show hosts, I must have the most no-show guests. I don't know what's up with it, but once again today, Mr. Livingston, I just talked to him, I think on Friday. Well, I emailed, and he confirmed that he was going to be on for today. He gives you the number, you call the number, and he's not there. So I don't know what's going on with that, but in any case. So what better time, since I opened the show talking about that, what better time? And, you know, even if you are not religiously inclined, I think this is something that you're going to appreciate because organized religion is just like politics, guys. It's a deadly, deceptive force in the world. And, you know, I think atheists would even appreciate this. To see the, you know, the cover ripped off of this thing, to see it exposed for what it is. So let me launch into this. I got to find it first. Okay, here it is. Yeah, I mean, I'll pick up on it today. I'll be able to. I know I won't finish it in one show. There's just way too much to cover. Yeah, I'm still getting the message. There's no answer. So we'll just skip it for today. I'll see if I can get them rescheduled or something. I don't know, guys, if it's the time thing. I mentioned several times when I schedule guests, you know, I ask them what time zone they're in, and I make sure they understand that it's, you know, I'm giving them my time, Eastern time. So, you know, what time zone are you in? Okay, that's going to be for you, you know, whatever. And I get it confirmed. You sure you got it? Yep, it's all set. Got it written down. And, you know, this has been happening just way too much. I don't know. So, you know, my apologies. It's very frustrating. But I don't think you're going to be bored with this subject. You know, if you're like me, you love to expose corruption across the board, no matter where it comes from. And organized religion, I don't think you can get more corrupt than that. I think they're more corrupt than the government. So, you know, I like to see them exposed even more than the government's lies and scams, because these scoundrels are doing so in the name of God. So, with no further ado, actually, a little bit ado, I got to mention my announcements I didn't get around to yet. Just a reminder, guys, about the Aaron Russo DVD, Freedom to Fascism, $19.95, plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that from RBN by calling 800-724-2719. Great way to expose the New World Order. Or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, order through PayPal. Or else you can send your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Another great way to expose the New World Order, you can get my book, The New World Disorder, at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. And when you get there, just search for my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see that book come up along with some of the other titles I have, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, both of which are fully documented. You can see all the resources where I get my information. See, I'm not making this stuff up, guys. 9/11, without question, was an inside job. If you have any doubt about that, read that book. And then I challenge you, I dare you, to come back to me and tell me after having read that, that you don't believe 9/11 was an inside job. Good luck. I dare you, though. Do you have the courage enough to try to debate with me after you've read my book? Are you actually going to try to prove me wrong? Good luck. The evidence is so absolutely irrefutable and overwhelming. There's no, absolutely no room for question after you've read that. I mean, they basically come out and admitted it was an inside job, guys. Their own documents attest to the fact that they wanted a massive, widely perceived direct external threat, that they, in fact, wanted a new Pearl Harbor. And then, of course, you look at all the problems with the official story. You look at the ensuing cover-up, the fact that there was no investigation at Ground Zero as the debris was being removed, which is law. It's a federal crime, a felony, to remove evidence without examining it And that's what they did, guys. They removed it. They destroyed it. If you went on at a crime scene and tampered with evidence, you'd be looking at some serious prison time. And yet, that's what they were doing. The feds were removing this material, sending it off to be destroyed. The biggest crime scene in American history, and the evidence of the crime scene was systematically removed and destroyed by the federal government. Think about that. And then, of course, all the thwartings of the 9/11 Commission. They didn't even want the commission at first. Then they only agreed after 14 months, by which time all the debris had been carted off and destroyed from Ground Zero and Shanksville and the Pentagon. And then, well, you know the gamut. You know the story. They didn't cooperate with it. They rigged the whole thing, guys. Come on. It's a scam. But, hey, you try to prove me wrong. Get my book. Look through it. And then come back to me and point out the errors in my book. Yeah. Yeah, well, you won't do it, and you know you won't. You 9/11 official story defenders, you never will. Oh, you'll get on Fox, though, and play your little games. Fox, that's already, a government shill to begin with, so naturally they'll warmly embrace shills like you. You'll only hang around and chum up with those who already claim to agree with you. But you don't believe the official 9/11 story any more than I do. You know it's a fraud, but you're paid to shill for it, and paid quite well, aren't you? Yeah, you fascist pigs, of course you are. But you won't come on a show. You won't address someone who actually knows what's going on and can refute you. No, you won't do that, will you, you wimps? Anyway, speaking of wimps, I'd love for any pastors out there listening in who are in the employ of a 501c3 steepled corporation to call in the course of the broadcast today or when I pick up finishing this, probably a week from Friday, I think I have my next opening, or when another guest doesn't show up, maybe tomorrow. I actually have a guy from Germany that's supposed to be on tomorrow, but I'm anticipating that might not work out. Because he didn't give me his number, he gave me his Skype address. So for him to be on depends upon him remembering to be logged onto his computer in order for RBN at the office to get a hold of him. So we're going to see how that goes. I'm not going to say he's going to be on for sure. I'm hoping, but if not, I'll pick up with part two of this tomorrow. I'm hoping to finish it in two shows. I don't want to drag this on endlessly. Anyway. Yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath on that. I'm anticipating it, hoping for it, but expecting it's not going to happen. Let's put it that way. You know that old saying, hope for the best, expect the worst. But if that's the case, fine. I'll just finish this rant. But that's what I'm going to do today and tomorrow or whenever the other time I have free. Exposing the corruption organized religion. You know what, guys? I'm going to primarily use the Bible to do it. This isn't a Bible study. It's just showing that organized religion fails the truth test according to the book that organized religion professes to follow. That's the ultimate irony of this whole thing. Organized religion professes to be following the Bible. But when you look at what the Bible actually teaches, it's not following the Bible. It is a monstrosity of lies and corruption. And so that's what we're going to look at here. Okay. Close relationships between corporations and governments have been quite a common occurrence from country to country and age to age all throughout history. Governments and big corporations have always been in league with each other. Such relationships have, almost without exception, served to advance the interests exclusively of the two parties involved, regardless of their diverse political, social, environmental or economic effects upon the general public. Regardless how different they were or seemed to be on the surface, they have always enjoyed a very close relationship because they found it mutually advantageous to scratch each other's back, to help one another along in their endeavors to exploit the gullible public. And both have always recognized that either one is really too powerful to enter into contention with. So the state finds it much easier to join ranks with the church and vice versa, rather than fight against each other, because they're not going to get anywhere that way. So let's cooperate together. We'll shake hands. We'll both screw the public over together and live high off the hog doing so. So that's what's going on, guys, and always has. I'll talk about that when I get back. You're safe beneath me too.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, talking about the corruption of organized religion, one of my favorite subjects. You know, as far as the no-show again today, guys, I don't know what it is. The first, what, like 4 or 5 months that I was doing this show, I almost never had a problem with no-shows. This was like during the spring and into, you know, the summer. And now it seems the past several weeks, you know, what is it? Is it the posts, you know, late summer blues? I don't know. What's up with that? All of a sudden, it's just all at once. It's the darndest thing. I don't know. Anyway, no matter. We're going to have a great show here anyway. Okay, so I mentioned about all through history, corporations have always enjoyed a very close and cozy relationship with big government to get them to pass laws that favor their interests and secure their monopolies, on and on and on. Therefore, it shouldn't come as any surprise to us to see that organized religion does the same thing, because organized religion is just that. It's a corporation that's interested in profits, very big profits, and the government is all too willing, anxious, and able to oblige them. I mean, that's what the Faith-Based Initiative Program is all about, acronym FBI. I love that one. Bush is giving all these generous handouts, picking your pockets, of course, handing it over to, oh, now there's some nice separation of church and state there for you, isn't it? Yeah, that's real good. Government shall pass no law respecting any religion. Yeah, well, what do you think that's all about, guys? It's about control. You see, this is how it works. Religion wants to control the government. The government wants to control religion. So they enter into these contractual agreements where both are forced to make concessions on either side. So what you get is this tight meshed marriage between the two, and the public gets the shaft every time. This is how it went in the Dark Ages. Big government, big religion in bed, And everybody, you know, suffered tremendously. That's why they call it Dark Ages. Anyway, so let me see. Okay, let me start here. In the days of Christ, the Jewish leaders had despised Roman rule, as I'm sure you recall. They hated the fact that they were in subjection under Rome. They wanted independence from it. Yet, at the same time, when it suited their interests, they often hailed Rome, kissing up, if you will, to the imperial authorities in order to gain favors from them. When the Jewish leaders wanted Christ crucified, for example, notice what they said to Pilate, quote, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar, John 19:14. You see what was going on here. They hated Caesar. They didn't want this king having rulership over them, right? They wanted independent rule. But yet, when a troublemaker came along that was exposing them and their corruption, now all of a sudden, oh, what do you mean? Oh, no, we love Caesar. Caesar is our only king. We reject this man. He's not our king. We want him dead. We want Caesar to kill him for us. You see the sleazy politicking? And it's the same with organized religion today, guys. They want to rule Washington, but they don't have the power right now to do that. So in the meantime, they're going to kiss up to Washington. Oh, we'll take your handouts. Yes, absolutely. What do we have to do? Oh, we just got to shut our mouths and not speak against your corruption? Hey, fine. As long as you don't speak out against ours, don't do to us what you did to Dave Koresh. No, we love you. We're gonna play games and play ball by your rules. Just, you know, tell us where to sign on the dotted line. Same old game, guys. The names change. The places change. But it's the same corrupt game. And so, you know, it's this disgusting hypocrisy and phony politicking we see today that went on back then. This is always what happens when church and state mix. The Jewish leaders, because of their craftiness, were able to rally the people behind them for support in their campaign against Christ. Since the people trusted them, naturally, they were easily manipulated by them, as this next passage reveals. This one is from Luke 23, verses 1, 2, 4, and 5. Listen to the garbage that went on here. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him, Christ, unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, we found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. Then said Pilate to the chief, and by the way, that was a lie, of course. Christ never refused to give tribute to Caesar. They asked him once, do you pay tribute to Caesar? And he told Judas to go, you know, or actually he told the disciples to go and cast nets into the ocean, into the sea. And the first fish they caught, they said, open his mouth, you'll find a coin in that fish. Pay them for you and I so that we don't offend them. Christ recognized, of course, that the tax was a fraud that was being imposed. But he said, nevertheless, let's not offend them. Notice he didn't tell them, though, to go to the treasury bag and take the money out. He told them to pick it out of a fish's mouth. I find that very interesting. But nevertheless, he wasn't refusing to pay tax. They made a lie up, like all organized religion does. They'll demonize you and make you out to be something you're not, just so that they look good. They love to, you know, point those judgmental fingers. Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. Notice. The secular leader, this evil pagan king, he didn't find any fault with Christ and had a guilty conscience about convicting him of something he wasn't guilty of. It was the religious leaders that didn't have a guilty conscience. They're the ones that wanted his blood, guys. All right, I'll finish that when we get back. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. You know, I should point out, this isn't the study that that I thought it was, exposing the corruption of organized religion generally. That's actually another one. I'm going to do that on another occasion. But this one is actually even more appropriate right now. This one, it also exposes the corruption of organized religion, but it's more narrowly focused pertaining to the church and state union. So that's what this study is dealing with, exposing organized religion and its attempt to use state power to advance its interests. There's a lot of incredibly gullible, blind Christians out there who think that that's the duty of their church and they themselves too, collectively, to band together and to put pressure on the government to pass laws that are Christ-like, that are Christ-centered. They think that that's their mission. And that you're somehow of the devil, you're evil, if you don't think that that's a good thing. It's not a good thing, guys. Church and state have, whenever they have united, have always brought nothing but evil and corruption. Nothing but evil and corruption. The Bible does not endorse blending church and state. Never has, never will. And so when these religious hucksters like Pat Roberts in, come along and tell you that it's God's will that we impose our ideas on Congress to pass legislation that will turn this country back into a Christian nation, recognize the man is possessed of the devil himself. Because always, religion married to government brings nothing but pure hell for everyone involved, except for the scum at the top who've rigged it in their favor. God does not want this, never has, and I'm going to prove it from the pages of the very book that they profess to follow, but obviously don't. Let me continue with this passage. Keep in mind, I just read, Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. Pilate did not want to crucify Christ. He recognized Christ hadn't done anything wrong. He actually had a profound respect for Christ. He heard about the great things he was doing and saying, and he liked the fact that he was exposing the corruption of the Pharisees. He couldn't stand that phony, corrupt religious system. Just like we got corrupt religious systems today, guys, it's the same thing. Anyway, moving on, the passage continues. And they were the more fierce, the Jewish leaders, saying, he stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place. Well, that was their complaint against him. He's stirring them up. Well, of course he was. He was waking them up to the fact that these religious hucksters were taking them for a ride and they needed to liberate themselves from their control. That's what they meant. He wasn't causing dissension with, among the people like, he was going to cause them to uprise against the government. That's not what he came to do. Oh, he recognized that the government of Rome was corrupt, sure. But his mission wasn't to rally them to overthrow the government. That's not what he was about. Just to get them to be set free from being slaves to the system, mostly the religious system. He, of course, didn't want them to be political slaves either. But, there's other ways of freeing themselves from that without starting a revolution, and that's what Christ is all about, peaceful means. Of course, there are times when you can no longer do things through peaceful means and, let the chips fall where they may type of thing. But Christ's method has always been, first, a peaceful one. He said it. I came not to bring he's called the Prince of Peace, right? Some will quote where he says, I came not to bring peace but a sword, but he's not talking a physical sword. Christ does not embrace bloodshed. That's not his method. There are some times where you don't have a choice that's forced upon you, but you don't go looking for that, in other words. If it's forced upon you, yeah, then you don't have a choice. You got to fight, but his method is and always has been, and he wants his people's method to be one of seeking peaceful solutions to problems. Don't forget, at the time that they came to haul him away in the Garden of Gethsemane to have him crucified, Peter drew his sword, and he cut the ear off of one of the soldiers. Christ immediately touched the soldier's ear and healed it. And then he looked at Peter and he said, Peter, those who kill or live by the sword will die by the sword. He made it clear to Peter that he does not embrace bloodshed and warfare. He doesn't use force. Even though that very Roman soldier was after him to have him killed, he still went ahead and healed the guy to show that his way was that of peace. Anyway, but, organized religion would have you believe otherwise, guys. We got to take back this country by force if necessary. They're very vigilant. I don't know if you ever listen to some of these guys talk. They're scary. That's not something the Bible endorses. So understand, when they talk that way, they're teaching their own ideology. They're after power. And this philosophy is not found in the Bible. The Bible does not endorse church and state. Jesus himself said, my kingdom is not of this world. Where in the world do they get off wanting to take over government? That's what the Bush regime is all about, guys. Rallying the cultic religious world behind him. He's literally calling for a revolution in this country. And, not that he's religious. He could give a frog's fat fanny about religion. But he's just using it because he realizes that it's a powerful manipulative tool. Hitler did the same thing. Get the blind masses to think you're a Christian. They'll rally behind you and they can help in your ascent to power. Not realizing that the very system they're seeking to establish is the antithesis of Christianity. He doesn't care. Whatever it takes to get the suckers to support you. Anyway, continuing on here. The only people that Christ stirred up were the corrupt Jewish leaders. He wasn't stirring up the people like they were claiming. Yet they were able to convince the gullible masses who followed them blindly that Christ was indeed stirring them up simply by saying that he was doing so. And, do not religious leaders of today have the same mesmerizing power over people? They not have the ability to get them to believe black is white and white is black? I mean, just look how mindless. Go into the, for the Pell Talk listeners out there, And those of you that aren't on Paltalk, go to paltalk.com and download their free software. I have a room I hang out in quite a bit. It's not my room, but I mean it's one I hang out in quite a bit. It's called 9/11 was an inside job. But there's a Christian section on there. Go in there sometime, and you don't even have to say anything. Just listen to these people, how they talk, most of them. There's some in there that are awake and know what's going on. But most of them, I mean, literally, to hear them talk, all I get out of it is, they absolutely are mindless drones. They can't, absolutely can't think outside the box. They can't fathom that their leaders are corrupt and lying to them and taking them for rides so they can suck money out of their pockets. It's unbelievable. You could never, never convince these people. They're gone. They're brain dead. The living dead. It's astonishing. Organized religion, guys, it has much more potential than the government itself to deceive people. Always has. It's been the most powerful deceptive force that mankind has ever conceived. And you think it's any better today? Oh, it's better, all right. The deception is better than ever before. Oh, they've managed to refine it real fine. Of course, if you understand the book that they profess to follow but don't, then you don't get fooled by it. It's very obvious and blatant what they're doing. But for the average dumbed-down, doped-up idiot on the street that doesn't know is behind from his elbow, this does look convincing, and they are suckered in by it. John tells us, guys, how the Jewish leaders were also able to silence any potential opposition from within their own ranks, which could have thwarted their efforts to have Christ crucified. Here's what he said on that matter. This is from John 12:42. John said, "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on Christ. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue." Ah, there you go. The threat of the paycheck. Boy, I really like what that guy says. It makes a lot of sense. He just exposed a lot of corruption in my church, and I can't argue with him. I've seen signs of this myself. But I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to stick up for him. I'm not going to expose myself as one who silently and quietly behind closed doors agrees with him, because I'll be put out of the synagogue or out of the church. I'll be out of a job. So in order to save my job, I'll keep my mouth shut and go along with the corruption. That's just how it works. It's always worked that way. Yes, it was intimidation, guys, that kept in line any potential opposition from within the Jewish hierarchy. Being put out of the synagogue was a powerful motivating factor for keeping mouths quiet. Do you think the situation in the big churches today is any different? Jesus warned his disciples of how this same pattern would be repeated with them. He said, "Remember that word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord." If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you, John 15:20. He warned that right within the Christian church, people would be hunting down like dogs those who went against them. And that's exactly what the history books tell us, isn't it? All during the Dark Ages, guys, if you went against the popular church at the time, you were hunted down like dogs. They would send the crusaders after you, which meant that the state was actually doing the persecuting for them. The state, on behalf of the church, would hunt you down and would reward people later with state money for hunting down enemies of the church. And by the way, that worked in Protestant churches as well as Catholic. They both did it. You know, in countries where Protestant churches dominated, they hunted you down if you were Catholic. And in countries where the Catholic Church dominated, they hunted you down if you were Protestant. It's unbelievable, man. Listen to what he says further on this matter. This passage is particularly interesting. John 16:2. So much for all the religious hucksters through the ages of claiming that God was behind them and gave them his blessing when they hunted down the heretics. Listen to what Christ told his disciples about this. "They shall put you out of the synagogues," or the churches. "Yea, the time will come that whoever kills you will think that he is doing God service." Isn't that just what the fanatics of all ages have said? The religious fanatic nutjobs? That they're doing God a service by getting rid of these infidels, getting rid of the heretics. All religions do it, by the way. Let's get rid of the heretics. Shed their blood. This is God's will. What did Jesus just say here? If these phonies ever actually followed the book that they profess to follow, they would realize there's no justification for killing in the name of God. Jesus said here, those who will kill you will do so because they think they're doing God service. Obviously, they're not doing God service. And so the way they've gotten around that in times past, instead of them killing themselves, they would get the state to do it for them. They'd put the pressure on the state. In fact, that's how they got Jesus killed. The Jews didn't do it themselves, the Jewish leadership. They got the state to do it for them, so it looked like their hands were clean of the deed, but they were the ones that instigated it. Don't forget, I just read you a passage where Pilate said, this man is innocent. He wanted no part of it. Later, he washed his hands publicly. Pilate washed his hands before the crowd, which meant, I am not taking blame for this. I have nothing to do with it. I want no part of it. This is what you want. You want to do it, you go ahead. I'm washing my hands, which is kind of pathetically sad because he could have put a stop to it, of course, if he wanted to. But nevertheless, you know, he was so disgusted with their display of, you know, hatred against this man who hadn't done anything that he says, all right, you know, isn't that interesting? That guy had more of a conscience than our political leaders today. The ones who send people like Massawi to life in prison, they wanted him executed, but okay, well, if we can't get that, we'll settle for the next best thing, life in prison. For what? What did he do? Where's the pilots of today to wash their hands of it? This is crazy. This man is innocent. He hasn't done a thing. This whole 9/11 story is a fraud. It's pretty sad. We're supposed to be in such an enlightened age today, and yet back then, this pagan king had more of a conscience than 99.9% of our politicians in Washington, a bunch of lying sellout frauds. There's an argument against evolution for you right there. If we're evolving and developing, how come man has less scruples, less standards of morality now than he did 2,000 years ago? Evolving. Yeah, right. Sure. Oh, we're making great advances, aren't we? Dumping depleted uranium all over Iraq so that in coming years, thousands and thousands and thousands are going to be dying from deadly cancer tumors. Whoa, what great strides we're making. Well, I guess that's your survival of the fittest, right? He who has the most weapons, you call that advancing? Yeah, whatever. I guess if you're gullible enough to believe that, you might as well believe the official 9/11 story, and you might as well go to church this Sunday and, hey, drop a $10,000 donation in the plate. If you don't have that much money, go around your neighborhood and collect it, and, you know, you want to help out these ministers, right? I mean, come on, they have yacht payments to make. I don't have anybody calling me today. That's funny. I was hoping somebody was going to try to defend organized religion and tell me what a good thing it is that organized religion is trying to exert tremendous power in Washington. I was hoping someone was going to try to defend that position. I guess the silence means they can't defend that position. I guess that means they know that their church is a corrupt fraud. And they don't have anything to defend it with. That's got to be what it means. Or else they would call in, wouldn't they? If what they said was so true, if their church was so pure, wouldn't they be calling in to defend it? Right. Hey, we actually do have somebody on the line here. Maybe he's going to defend organized religion. I hope so. I could use a good laugh. We got Mike from New York on the line. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Charlie. I appreciate you taking my call, and you know, I had to chime in because of the conversation. It's just a great, great conversation, discussion you're having there, Charles. And I wanted to just add a little bit in that.
You're not calling to defend organized religion?
Oh, heck no! You kidding?
I'm
calling just to expand a little bit that, even though it's not in the four Gospels, but the legend is that even Pontius Pilate, of course his wife had a dream about the of Jesus being, you know, the Son of God, and so she warned
him. Leave
him
alone, yeah.
That's right,
yeah.
Don't harm this man, he's a holy man. And in addition to that, he actually, once the word was out that the ruling class Jews were out to kill him, he sent his elite guards to Jesus. In fact, he approached him with the guards, and warned him of the conspiracy, and said, "I'm going to assign these men to safely escort you out of this cursed land." And Jesus said, "You know, you're a good man, Pontius Pilate. Caesar has a good man here, but don't worry about me. Basically, you know, don't worry about me. I'm on a mission. I have to fulfill it. So, you know, I appreciate your offer, but I have to stay here and follow through. So that's just another part of that beautiful story that people should really know about.
Right, right. And again, it just shows that this secular man, who wasn't a follower of God by any definition of the word, you know, could had more of a conscience and recognize that there was something special about this guy and that he was innocent. Yeah, I don't want any part of this. So the quote,
right.
Religious leaders, the professed followers of God, were the ones that were hateful and angry and evil and wanted this, you know, wanted his blood.
Absolutely. The work of Jesus was known all around that world. Italy was, the Roman Empire was very familiar with Jesus, all his workings and stuff. They had records. Historians recorded his physical description and how stunningly
right. I'll tell you what, we've got to go to a break. Why don't you hold on and you can pick up and we'll get back.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Yep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Guys, welcome to the video. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We got Mike in New York on the line. Do you want to finish up, Mike? Are you there, Mike? Uh-oh. We lost Michael.
Charlie.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I'm still there.
Yes, okay. You got cut off there with the break. Do you remember where you were going?
Absolutely. Even Tiberius Caesar had sent an agent to follow, as well as Pontius Pilate had his main man following Jesus around. And also Tiberius sent an agent. So Jesus was well known. This guy, of course, was a hot topic. And, of course, Pontius Pilate found out through his agent that Jesus was totally peaceful, showed no kind of threat to the Roman Empire. And the man, the agent for Tiberius Caesar, Publius Lentulus, he recorded it as, back to Tiberius, he recorded it as, "There has appeared in Palestine a man who is still living and whose power is extraordinary. He has the title given him, a great prophet. His disciples call him the Son of God. He raises the dead and heals all sorts of diseases. He is a tall, well-proportioned man, and there is an air of severity in his countenance which at once attracts the love and reverence of those who see him. His hair is the color of new wine from the roots to the ears and thence to the shoulders. It is curled and falls down to the lowest parts of them. Upon his forehead it parts in two after the manner of the Nazarenes. His forehead is flat and fair, face without blemish or defect, and adorned with a graceful expression. His nose and mouth are very well proportioned. His beard is thick and the color of his hair. His eyes are gray and extremely lively. In his reproofs he is terrible, but in his exhortations and instructions amiable and courteous. There is something wonderfully charming in his face with a mixture of gravity. He is very straight in stature, his hands large and spreading, his arms are very beautiful. He talks little, but with great quality, and is the handsomest man in the world." So that was the report that Tiberius Caesar actually got of Jesus.
Wow. Interesting.
So it's a wonderful discussion.
You know, Christ was accused by the very religious leaders of his day of being a wine bibber, and he was often seen with prostitutes, so it's thought that he was a very loose type person. Well, actually, I don't think they thought that, but that's what they claimed. They used, you know, they grabbed at anything they could to try to demonize him. And
that's right, Charlie. That's right.
But the fact that they said that, though, tells you what kind of person he was, and tells you what impressed him.
Absolutely.
What impressed him was not the glamour and the glory and the flash and the fact that they were wealthy and had fancy, you know, the equivalent today of Cadillacs and mansions. What impressed him about people was a sincere heart, and he found that the prostitutes and the drunks had more of a sincere heart than the great respected religious leaders. In fact, the great respected religious leaders were the ones who were corrupt and filled with hate and anger and jealousy and vengeance.
That's right, and he accused them that numerous times, and of course that's why they hated him so much, because he just spoke the truth and they couldn't handle the truth. And right, the common people that were struggling for existence in those harsh times, right, the Lord had great compassion on them, and though he dwelled with them and socialized with them to some extent, because he was, most of the time, by himself or with his disciples instructing, and his disciples were a vast crowd, his immediate disciples and all the others that were gradually coming on board, he dwelled with them mainly in the wilds, but when he came into the civilized areas, he was hanging out with the common people because they were the salt of the earth, as he called it.
It's true. Gold.